The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Injury Show. We call it the Champions of the People Injury Show, because we champion people's causes and injury claims, and we've been doing it for over 35 years. We have a lot of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you anytime, anywhere. You can give us a call at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, from the comfort of your computer, laptop, phone, doesn't matter. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. When you go to our website, you know, we've written six books. We've got another one in process. The one that we're talking about in process is on umbrella insurance, excess coverage insurance. But we've got six books there. One of them is called Legal Game Plan. One of them is called The Definitive Guideline of Colorado Car Insurance. It's done for you. It's written in English language. It's easy to read, easy to understand. We have picture examples of deck sheets. We have arrows drawn to the most important parts of the policy, the wording, because insurance policies are confusing. Sometimes they're conflicting. Sometimes you don't understand them. Most of the time, most people don't read them. And so we've got a book that makes it very easy for you to navigate the insurance maze. And by the way, if you have any questions, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. But by the way, you can download free any of our books. You can go on our website, championsofthepeople.com, download an e-copy of our book, insurance book I just talked about, the Legal Game Plan book, any of our books. They're free. If you want a hard copy, they're free too. All you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Okay, you know, we want to give you information on these shows and all the shows that we do across the state of Colorado. We've been doing it for years. If you have information, then you are not guessing. You are not just hoping. You're not just wandering lost. You have a strategic game plan. You have strategies to follow to help you win your injury claim. Now, we've been covering the top tips on how to win your injury claim the past few weeks. And right now we're going to talk about one of the most important. I mean, think about it. You're injured in a car crash, for example, and you're thinking about hiring an attorney, but maybe you don't want to make the call. And Brad, so let's talk about hiring attorneys and what people should look for and what they shouldn't look for.
Well, the first thing I think you should look for is, did you get a chance to talk to your attorney before you were being presented a contract? And not talk to your attorney on the phone, or not talk to even a law clerk or an associate or some person that's been hired in a paralegal position or status on the phone, and they send you a contract and they said, sign this contract. If the attorney can't pick up the phone and talk to you, if you're calling a law firm that is doing such volume, has got people so much going on, so much turnover and so many things happening, that they can't put an attorney on the phone to talk to you and make an appointment to bring you in and sit down and talk to you, then you want to think twice about whether or not you should be using that attorney, whether or not you should be using that law firm. There are high volume law firms, and high volume law firms quite often. I would be concerned, Gary, about how many people I could probably go to that have been represented by the high volume law firms that talk to their attorney maybe zero times or one time. And maybe the one time they talk to him is when they were coming in to pick up a check and the attorney was talking to him about getting some kind of testimonial. And that's it. And other than that, they haven't really talked to an attorney. They haven't talked to anybody. They haven't met with anybody. They haven't had a chance to go into the office and meet with them. Now, there are some clients who are like that. Some clients who don't want to come into your office. They don't want to spend the time to do that. They just want to do it by the phone, and they don't care whether or not they're talking to an attorney. But when you're trying to win your personal injury claim, you know, there's about three things that I think are essential. First of all, you should have one of our accident packets in your car. so you can identify what's going on with the accident packet, just identify what you're going to do in a crash. We've talked about what you should do in a crash, and it's all normal stuff, but trying to get it done when you're in the middle of a crash and you've been bashed into is very difficult. The second thing is the definitive guideline of car insurance. You've got to have that book. You should be contacting us. We give them away free. And if you don't have your car insurance ready, if you don't have your insurance coverage ready, you're going to have a tough time winning your case because you're depending on the other guy winning it for you. And then the last thing is you've got to make sure, out of those three things, you've got to make sure that you get to talk to an attorney. And why would you sign a contract with somebody that you've never even met, that you haven't talked to, that you don't know who's going to represent you? Or are you happy with a paralegal or with some intake person or some investigator representing you?
You know, sometimes it's under the circumstances, there's an emergency, and sometimes that's the way you have to get started with an attorney. But that's very, very rare. I mean, sometimes people call us, and they have an emergency, and so they've got to get going. Sometimes maybe the statute of limitations is the emergency. We do that, but that's less than 1% of the cases. Brad is so right. You've got to be able to talk to an attorney. If you come to Bell and Pollock, you will meet with a licensed attorney. You will talk to a licensed attorney, and you won't be just treated like a number, and it won't be just a volume transaction. And we have preached for years that in order to win your injury claim, as attorneys, have to know you. You have to know us. And more importantly, we have to explore how this injury has affected you, your family, your life, how it will affect you. So it's important to pick out the right attorneys. It's important, and I've said it before on the show before, you know, it's not just like I call it a drive-by attorney. Here, we'll either send an investigator out to you or your house or your home or to your hospital room, and then you just sign the papers, and maybe we'll talk to you later. That's kind of like a drive-by. You know, we do hospital visits. We do in-home visits. We visit with you. We meet with you. And, you know, we've also preached for a long time, Brad, that when you meet with an attorney at Bell and Pollock, we give you a legal game plan. We give you a free initial consultation. And you hear that a lot in advertising. Well, you get a free initial consultation. Well, true. Very true. But at Bell and Pollock, you get a free initial consultation, and you get a free legal game plan. What does that mean? A significant, meaningful legal game plan. You know your strategies. You know what the insurance company can do and what they're not going to do. And it's so important. And, Brad, you know, we have a book on our website. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected that concept, Legal Game Plan, because we learned over the years people don't know what to do. They don't have a strategy, and the insurance companies have strategies, and they're going to try to win the war. But you can win the war, but you got to know what you're doing.
That's exactly right. And once again, it's hard to develop a game plan when you don't get a chance to sit down and talk to your attorney. Now, your attorney needs to get a great deal of information. So when you first get in to see an attorney, you may have a preliminary game plan. You're going to have a preliminary idea of what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, how you're going to approach the injury, how you're going to treat the injury. We'll probably talk later that how important it is to get the proper person caring for you from the injury. Get people who are experienced with traumatic injuries. People who understand traumatic injuries and understand how they can be dealing with the pain that might defer into a different part of your body and what might be the results from the injury that you have in the crash. All these things are things that you have to worry about. But the bottom line is when you start this game plan, you want to start it with some kind of continuity. You want to start it with somebody who is experienced, has been around, and, you know, I will say it again. You can't have somebody saying, well, they're just as good as an attorney, or they've been doing this for 20 years as a law clerk. Well, if they've been doing it for 20 years as a law clerk, why didn't they become an attorney? And why aren't they doing that? And, you know, it's a shame that people can go. And, you know, the reason I'm so up on this is because just recently we had a client who switched from one of the big law firms, one of the law firms, TV advertising law firms, over to our firm. He had been with the person. He was hurt. His wife was hurt. His son was hurt in the crash, and he switched from that firm because he had been with them for 9 months, and he had never talked to an attorney. Never. Now, they rush you in. Come sign with us right away. You need us. Come sign with us. Do it right away. And they never talked to an attorney.
Right. So when you come to Bell and Pollock, we're going to give you a free initial consultation. You'll meet with a licensed attorney. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can't miss it. You can contact us through our website as well. It's so important to meet with a licensed attorney. It's important to meet with attorneys who actually care about how this injury or your injuries have affected you, your life, your family, what your future medical bills are going to be, what your wage situation is, what your earning situation is, how it has impaired you, even how it affects your family, because we've done a whole show, more than one show, on the fact that, you know, when you have an injury, it affects more than just the injured victim. It affects their entire family, and it depends on who is injured. And it doesn't really matter. I mean, it can be a child and, you know, a non-wage earner. It still affects the entire family. So you have to have attorneys who actually delve into that and get into that. And so you can call Bell and Pollock anytime at 303-795-5900. We're here for you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, hiring an attorney is important. So you've got to feel comfortable. You've got to feel like the attorney cares about you. And if you don't feel that way, then it's time to do something else. It's time to change attorneys. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about tips on how to win your injury claim. The first tip today, right, was to hire the right attorney. Hire one that actually cares about you. Hire one that's not so volume-oriented that you actually don't get lost in the mix. You're front and center. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. This is Your Legal Minute. What if you're hit by a driver that doesn't have any insurance? I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. I'm sorry, I don't have an insurance card. And you say, but you injured me. You T-boned me. You rear-ended me. My airbags went off. They deployed. My neck is killing me. I went to the emergency room. I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. I guess you're out of luck. But not if you do what we're going to tell you to do. Right now, you need to increase your own UM, that stands for uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car policy as soon as you can and as high as limits as you can. Period. That provides you a place to go to recover for your injuries when the other person doesn't have any insurance. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. You know what? We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to help injured victims and their families and help them put their lives back together again. It's tragic. I mean, look at some of these accidents. You can hit and run, motorcycle accidents, bicycle accidents, truck car, truck pedestrian, car pedestrian. It doesn't matter. Premises liability, workers' compensation. If you're injured on the job, we can help you. We can represent you. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're going over today, and we've been going over recently in the last few shows, our top tips on how to win your injury claim. How to win your injury claim. I mean, and there's a lot of tips and a lot of things that you can do, but you must have a game plan. You must have a strategy. And to have a strategy, you must know what the rules are. And you must know what you can do and what you can't do. And it's so refreshing. I see it in people's faces and eyes, and they say, thank you so much for spending so much time, and thank you for educating me on what to do. You know, it's that simple. The insurance companies are on the other side of you as an injured victim. They know what to do. They have their own strategy. They have their own game plan. So we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can have it free, just like any of our books, free. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy of any of our books there if you want a hard copy. Just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. 5900, and you can get a hard copy of any or all of our books. We do it all the time. We're glad to do it. Okay, so now you've been injured. Another tip coming up. You've been injured. You've been treating. And so the doctor comes up with a diagnosis, and we did a whole presentation on diagnosis and what they mean and what they don't mean and how the insurance companies attack them. But you've got your diagnosis now, and your doctor wants to refer you to a specialist. Okay, so that's an important concept with regard to the insurance company, because they think that if you've been referred to a specialist, then their computer defaults and the adjuster defaults basically think then that your injuries are more serious than normal, because as we told you before, they default usually to, well, you've got a muscle strain or muscle sprain, so it's not worth much, but you might have neurological nerve involvement, you might have disc involvement and that sort of thing. And so, you know, Brad, when you go to specialists, I think people take it for granted, or maybe not take it for granted, but they don't realize how important it is to the insurance company in the scheme of their injury claim what a specialist means.
Well, they don't. And once again, this is an important aspect of the case. And sometimes you have a specialist who the doctor will refer you to. Sometimes the doctor doesn't refer you to a specialist. Sometimes a referral to a specialist comes from the lawyer. And you go, well, that doesn't sound right. That can't be appropriate. Well, okay. As lawyers, we deal in this area day in and day out. A common injury that we're going to find in car crashes of just about any kind of speed is going to be a potential what they call whiplash or neck injury. It only makes physical sense when you're getting hit from behind or you're getting hit from the side that your neck gets thrown around. The lower torso, lower part of your body can get thrown around and can get injured also and can be injured, but it's stabilized a lot of times by a seatbelt. The chest is being stabilized by a seatbelt. Those parts of your bodies can have injuries from a crash. But your neck gets thrown around sideways. It gets thrown around back and forth. It gets thrown around without any kind of warning, any kind of preparation. And we see that as lawyers on a regular basis. We see it all the time. And when that happens, you have to know the physics of it. You have to know how it's diagnosed. You have to know what's going on. And sometimes you've got doctors who aren't familiar with these kind of injuries. Your regular primary care physician may not be totally familiar. They're going to have some knowledge of it, yes, but they may not be totally familiar with what that injury is about. Okay, so they come into our office, and we've got a doctor who's been seeing them for, the client comes in, we have a doctor who's been seeing them for maybe a couple of visits, maybe no visits, maybe some visits, but they don't have experience at it, and the client is telling the lawyer the classic symptoms that you get from a crash like this, and the lawyer realizes, well, wait a minute, these are classic symptoms. Now we need to get this client, we need to get this person with somebody. We need to get them better. We need to get them as good as they can get. That's what I always say. We need to get you as good as you can get. And so what do we need to do? As a lawyer, you need to sit there and say, well, this person doesn't have any experience, hasn't worked on it, hasn't made a referral, hasn't done an MRI, hasn't done the things necessary to see what's going on inside that neck or the cervical area, or maybe the thoracic or the lumbar area. They haven't done these things. And you say, but I've got experts at this. I've got people who've been dealing with this forever and have been treating this forever. And I've got them right down the street, or I know they're just across town, or they're here or there, and they have on a day in, day out basis dealt with car crash cases.
Well, right. Well, you know, let's face it. When you have an injury, you need to have good medical treatment, and you need to get as good as you're going to get. You need to improve. I'll give you an example. Insurance companies usually frown on multiple visits to the same type of provider, and they look at the records, no matter what the provider is, and they look at the records, and they're not looking and seeing any improvement. You know, if you have 50 visits to the same doctor, then the insurance companies question that, because then they look at the records and say, well, you really weren't improving. But don't you think that if you have that many visits or a number of visits or you're not getting better, that there might be a different medical approach? Now, you know, Brad and I aren't doctors, and we don't do that, and we can't do that. But what we can do is recognize your situation and make recommendations to you to help you and your family. So what we're trying to do today is talk about the top tips on how to win your injury claim. If you've been referred legitimately, truthfully, to a specialist, then that triggers a different kind of situation in the insurance company file, if you will, if in their review of your file, if you will. That doesn't mean they're going to pay you top dollar. That doesn't mean they're going to settle your case. It just means it's another factor. And it's important when you get referred to a specialist. I mean, you might be referred to a spine doctor, a neurosurgeon, a spine surgeon. Why? Because maybe the MRIs show certain things that you need to go to a specialist. So do you see that takes it your case out of the norm for this insurance company and puts it into a different perspective? Now let's talk about your damages, injuries, and losses, because Brad just mentioned and brought up the fact that, you know, you might have a neck injury, and we're going to talk about neck injuries and back injuries, but I think it's going to be enlightening to you. If you've been injured, you can call us anytime. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. You can call us in the mountains at 970-870-8989, 870-8989, or just go to our website, which is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Let's talk about a rear-end accident. Let's talk about your damages, injuries, and losses, because this is another tip for you, how to win your injury claim. I'm going to try to give you an example. If you've been injured, if I was rear-ended today and I came in and I knew you and I met you and I said, you know, I was rear-ended this morning and my low back really hurts. If that's all I told you, if that's all there was, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? But if I told you that I was in the rear-end accident, you know, Brad, and then I go through the fact that I had an MRI of my lumbar L4, L5, S1 disc, that area, there's a herniation of a disc. I never had a herniation before, and now I'm going to require either injections and or surgery. You got a different picture of the injury, and that's a tip on how to prove your injury claim.
That's exactly it, and it's a matter of finding people who understand the mechanisms of injury and understand what happens. I mean, we have so many bland, accident reconstructionists. There's so many bland engineers who will go out there and they'll go, well, the forces were this much, and here's how much the cars must have been going, and that's the equivalent of this or that, and normally you don't get hurt in something like this or that. So, you know, boy, we just don't think there's an injury. This is impossible to get hurt in any kind of a potential accident or a crash. Then that's what they want to say. And sometimes these people aren't even doctors. They don't have any medicine or medical background at all. They're engineers. And they want to tell you, oh, or they've taken one or two classes down at some seminar that I think the seminar is, this is a seminar for engineers who want to work for defense lawyers, to be able to say that the forces aren't enough to cause a crash. And, you know, by and large, in a couple of cases, our Supreme Court has said, those don't mean anything. I mean, they don't. And so when you're talking about it, you start trying to recognize and understand that you need to get people, first of all, who are not biased towards trying to make sure an insurance company doesn't have to spend money. And the second thing you have to do is you have to get people who are experienced in these areas to understand that it doesn't take a lot of force. It doesn't take a lot of a crash to cause somebody to have an injury, depending on their physical makeup, depending on who they are and what they're about. Not everybody is a crash dummy. People aren't crash dummies. They're people. And because they're people, they can get hurt.
Right, so we're talking about proving your case. We're giving you tips on your injury case, how to win your injury claim. One way is, you know, you got to be specific. You got to get good quality medical care, but you have to be able to prove it specifically. In other words, if you need a facet injections, why? What's been ruled in? What's been ruled out? Right? If you need surgery, why? Did you ever have any of those symptoms before the accident? Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. We're here for you. Today we're talking about the top tips that we've learned over the years to help you win your injury claim. Call us anytime or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.